Welcome to the first Mill at the Door podcast. I am Dan, joined by John. How's it going?
Doing all right.
Cool, cool. We don't have a name for it yet. I can't come up with anything.
If you want to suggest one, hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/middleofthedoor, middleofthedoor@hotmail.com. Yeah, we're open to your suggestions.
That's kind of what I was banking on saying.
Serious DIY stuff right here.
Yeah. Basically, we're going to be doing this the whole time and essentially relying on you to come to us and say, hey, you could do this better. This is what your name should be. Kind of hoping you guys will get back to us on that.
Or tell us what you want to hear about.
That as well. Speaking of what they possibly might want to hear about, shall we start off recapping the last show?
Oh, the last show was, oh my God, it was so amazing. We've got a lot of pictures. I don't know if you've seen them online or not, but yeah, we brought a pretty good crowd. It was probably one of the best turnouts we've had in a long time.
The best turnout I'd say we had to date was Cinco de Mayo last year.
That's right. We had the Athearchists, the Three Lunas, and Repaid in Blood come in, and that was...
packed.
Yeah.
But that was also a holiday.
That's true.
Keep that in mind. This wasn't a holiday. This was it's a holiday to us.
Yeah, it is. It's just us fooling around, but...
Yes, exactly.
Cinco de Drinko.
Yes. But yeah, we had a good turnout. If you didn't come out...
you missed out, seriously.
You really did.
It was a lot of fun.
It was pretty fun. A lot of the bands were happy we were back doing this again. I mean, we were not doing it for, 6 months?
Yeah, just about that. I mean, when we were at, where were we? We were at the Quarter Note down in Sunnyvale.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran into Norman Skinner, Kenny Noble from Potential Threat, Angelo from Tyrannosaurus Christ, and they're all asking us, when can we come back? When are you doing it again? And we couldn't. Didn't quite iron out all the details, so we couldn't really give them a definite answer. But
yeah, we essentially just told them, yeah, about that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyways, we had the show started off with Newt Dick, then Potential Threat played, then headlining, we had Short Fuse.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of Newt Dick before, they're a total novelty band, but they're so awesome at what they do with their lizard mask setup and the whole deal.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
The only downside to it was the first time we had them play, and they have their little wee 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 noise, you know?
Yeah, whatever the vocal box thing is.
It almost ruined my speakers. I had no idea it was coming.
Yeah, but
you were super
prepared.
Loud.
Yeah, you were prepared for it this time, though.
Well, luckily I was, you know, not at the bar grabbing a beer or something and was able to, I was standing right next to my gear and was able to turn it down in time, so that worked out fine. But yeah, it was definitely unexpected.
Yeah, it was.
And then we went to the, what's it called? The Mother's Day Metal
Fest? Yeah, Mother's Day Metal Fest 3. That was down at St. James Gate. It wasn't actually on Mother's Day, but it was the following Sunday. I think there were 15 bands there. Mike DiBattista, he organized the whole thing. Great turnout. We ran into pretty much everybody we already know. Scott Chavez from Short Fuse, he was talking to us about when they could play again, and that was great. Paul from Angerhead and those guys, everybody was just interested in what we were doing. And that was a great show down there, by the way.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And it's funny because you've seen the Tosh.0 episode. I think that was at the first one they had.
That was the first one, yeah.
And it's the one where, you know, the guy starts screaming and then all of a sudden just gets belted in the face with the back end of a guitar or something.
I think it was so awesome.
But and the whole time I'm there, I'm sitting there, I'm like, that backdrop looks really familiar.
And I remember that one time we went down there to check it out when there wasn't anything going on. You're just like, dude, I think I've seen that thing before somewhere.
And it turned out that was the one that was on Tosh.0. And what do you know, it's in our backyard, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, we were there. It was fun. No guitars to faces this time. for the most part, it seemed to go off without a hitch.
Yeah, everything was great.
We showed up pretty late, though. We only got to see...
We caught the last four bands?
Short Fuse, Angerhead...
Meat Slab,
and the solo guy, I can't remember.
Yeah, there's just the guy in there.
All I know
singing
is
Slayer.
I had a few beers, and then he started doing Rain and Blood, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good time. Do we have anything else we really want to say about our last show? I mean, obviously, thank you to the bands if you're hearing us.
Potential Threat, Short Fuse, Newt Dick, Mike, Kenny, all those guys, Mel... thank you for helping us put this together. I know, Kenny, you were talking to Ken Hodel about this back in January, and we finally pulled it off. I mean, you know, respect for all that. Mm-hmm. We're glad that you thought of us when you're trying to put that together.
Yeah, it was fun. And also, Mel really helped out with that whole thing.
Yeah.
He's the only one I have the phone number for, so that made it a lot easier.
Yeah, if you guys don't know Mel, he plays guitar for Potential Threat now, and he still plays guitar for Abysmal Fate, who's played for us before. Real nice guy. We just want to give him a shout-out right now. Thank you for everything you've done for us. We hope to see you again later this summer. So,
well, I guess we could start talking about what we got coming up here on the 26th of July.
Coming up on the 26th, I don't know if you've all seen it on the page yet, but we have the event posted at our Metal at the Door page on Facebook. We've got 39 Fingers out of Santa Cruz coming up. Jennifer Smith actually contacted me, and I put that together. We've got Down for the Count opening up. I'm sure you've all seen them before. They've played for us a lot. They're great
house
guys.
It's our resident.
I wasn't
going to
quite go that far, but yeah.
No, they're awesome. Pretty much.
They're great guys.
And it's nice because more often than not, when I'm working here at the Swinging Door, they'll come in for lunch. So whenever we need to iron out details,
it's easy. Yeah, they're here anyway.
Eating Cajun chicken and drinking a few beers. So
yeah, so as usual, the show's no cover, 21 and up only. We're going to start the show at 9:30. Yeah, come on out. Come thirsty. It's going to be a great show. Hopefully we'll see a lot of our friends there and all of you, our supporters. Come on down. We're going to have a good time. Dan, I think you got some tracks that we want to feature from 39 Fingers on there. So let's get those on the air, and we'll be back with you shortly.
You believe that the words that you would say, you believe that the love. This is our time! This is our place! This is our time!
the songs you just heard there by 39 Fingers. The first one was called Vomit Sonata, which is probably the coolest name.
Yeah, that's even better.
For a song.
That's better than that one punk band, Guantanamo Dogpile, out of Berkeley. You know, that's like on the top list of awesome song names right there.
Exactly. And then, incidentally, the second track was called Number Two. And then the third track we played for you was called I Am War. And it was funny because before we came up here tonight, we were messing around on my laptop here at the swinging door, and I was on YouTube trying to find some tracks. I ended up finding them on Reverb Nation, the ones I just played for you, and they were available for download, so I hope that's okay, by the way.
No, I'm sure it is. They'll let us know if it's not.
But anyway, so the first YouTube video to pop up was that song, but it was a video, and it was an audition tape for America's Got Talent?
Yeah, that was the one, yeah, America's Got Talent.
Which is funny and awesome at the same time. I kind of assume they went into it for fun more than anything, knowing metal's probably not going to be too popular on that show. I mean, Sharon Osbourne is on it, maybe.
Maybe, but I don't. That's not really her style of metal. But you know, it's kind of great because a lot of people can hear stuff that they haven't heard in a while. I mean, that show's all pop based anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it probably wasn't going to work out. And no disrespect, Richie and Jen, just letting you know. I'm not trying to disrespect right now, but that was pretty awesome that you guys got up there and actually did that.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Let's see, you.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about the Skinner EP?
Yeah, Norman Skinner. He's kind of an acquaintance of ours. He's a real nice guy. His band Skinner, they played for us twice last summer. Put on a great show. Their EP, The Enemy Within, that came out on June 22nd. They were playing over at Rooster's Roadhouse over in Alameda on that same day. That was basically the release party. If you see them at shows, I know they played the DNA a couple of weeks ago. They're at Bay Area Metal Fest this year. Pick up the CD. It's a great CD. Paul Hasty from Angerhead, he does the backup vocals on the title track there. Great stuff. I know I spin it when I do my Thursday metal DJing here at the bar. Good stuff. Yeah, it's a great record. Check it out.
Secondly, the last big piece of news that I really want to go over is pretty soon here. We don't have a solid date yet. We've got a couple tentative ones.
Yeah, it's still in the works.
But we will, if any of you have come up on a Thursday night when we don't have bands playing, we DJ. Either myself, John,
Ken. Anybody who is really interested. I mean, we had Nick do it that one time.
Yes. So anyways, yeah, so we do that. We're going to start doing it Butter, across the street from DNA Lounge and Slim's.
Right there on 11th Street, Soma. Great spot.
So that's, we'll definitely let everybody know about our inaugural evening.
Yeah, we will let you know.
Wallow Metal, if you will.
Yeah, you will find out if you are interested. Drinks are cheap. It's good for the budget. I know it's a bit of a drive, but if you're up there anyway, check it out.
Well,
great place.
It's the coolest damn bar.
Yes.
It's completely white trash themed, you know?
Bacon and shots.
Shots of bacon. It's just...
enough said, right?
Crumbled up bacon, whipped cream, sprinkles... awesomeness all around. Do we have anything else we really want to go over?
I think that's all we got. Please let us know all your suggestions, thoughts, stuff you want to hear about, if you want to join us maybe, subject to pre-screening.
Yes, definitely.
But, metal at the door at hotmail.com, facebook.com/metal at the door. Or come find us here. We're pretty much live here at the Swinging Door anyway, so just come drop your names by and we'll talk about it. Everything will be cool.
The last bit of thing that I want to go over is August and September. Do you want to mention that really quick?
Oh yeah, August, September. September is set in stone. August, I'm still working on. The September show, it's going to be Tyrannosaurus Christ and Hysteria. I know I saw Jake Nunn down at Norman Skinner's birthday at the Quarter Note back in March. Guy sounds awesome. He's coming here. Their first time playing here. We're going to have Tyrannosaurus Christ. They played here before. John Thomas, a guitar player. Our nickname for him is the Mountain That Drinks. Nicest guy in the world. And he can play that Gibson Explorer like it ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
For August, right now, we've got Fiends for Feast booked. They're out of Santa Cruz. I ran into them at the Parkside for the Nagura Bunjet show back in May. Nice guys. We have a copy of their CD that we'll be handing out. They'll be here. We don't have a headliner yet, but we will let you know as soon as we figure that out. So that's going to be August 30th and September 27th.
Well, I think that's about the end of what we're doing here.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. I've got a radio background, so every time I want to say tune in or tune out, you know, but that's not quite.
How about the log in and download?
Yes, log in and download.
And we can go total radio right now. On behalf of our executive producer, Ken Hodel, the Swinging Door, Warren Chapman, Bruce Johnson, general managers, I'm John Reese.
And I'm Dan.
Thanks for listening.
Peace.